Dreamscape presents Red Oblivion by Leslie Shimotakahara, narrated by Janet Song. Alack, 'tis he. Why, he was met even now, as mad as the vexed sea, singing aloud. Crowned with rank fumiter and furrow weeds, with harlocks, hemlock, nettles, cuckoo flowers, darnel, and all the idle weeds that grow in our sustaining corn. A century send forth, search every acre in the high-grown field, and bring him to our eye. Cordelia in King Lear, Act 4, Scene 4. 1. The last time I saw my father, he seemed all right. Really, he did. He was his old self, a tiny, quail-like man with the gleaming eyes of a guy half his age. We were headed to the bank, the sky white and misty, the tropical air touched by a slight chill that people on this side of the world consider freezing. Ba was walking even faster than usual. The sole of his shoe came loose and slapped against the sidewalk like an old flip-flop, while he just continued on, navigating his way through the crowd of pinstripes. Ba, let's get you some new shoes. I tried to pull him into Marks and Spencer, but he shucked off my hand with a fidgety shake of the shoulder. I followed him beneath the billboards of enigmatically shaped handbags, past the shops on Queen's Road, a sea of diamonds and metallic objects glinting and floating by on the edge of our vision. A watery reflection came into focus, and I barely had time to recognize myself before the crowd jostled me forward. The sidewalk seemed to be shuddering, everyone elbowing past, barking into phones. But my wily father had no trouble weaving his way through it all, as I struggled to catch up. After cutting across Grand Millennium Plaza, space opening up enough to breathe, around the ornate fountain, we made our way along DeVoe into Shengwan. Although the neighborhood had gentrified in patches, it still had the old money exchanges and remittance shops with faded red signs and tarnished gold currency symbols. Dry goods stores here and there, big bins of dehydrated mushrooms, scallops, and shark fins before the open windows. Where are you going, Ba? Grabbing his arm, I gestured at a storefront with rows of bright runners and plastic sandals awash in fluorescent light. Ignoring me, he kept right on walking. We wended our way into the narrow side streets, past the herbal medicine shops. Once when I was a kid and had a bad cough that wouldn't go away, even after antibiotics, Ba had taken me to one of these places.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?